Be'ezah Shem's book would begin Perek Chamish Be'esrim, the 25th chapter in the Dam Silcha Shabbos in the Sefer Zman, the Book of Designated Times, which we continue the theme of the previous parakim, which we had gone through first in the Lamatas Malachas, then the rabbinic prohibitions related to the Lamatas Malachas, and then another rabbinic prohibition related to the last items that we would discuss in the last Malacha of Haitzah, which related to this idea about moving things, which in this paragraph we discuss specifically regarding the prohibition of moving items, which is known as muktzah, which these are things that are set aside, not prepared for Shabbos utility. And then Adram gets halacha off regarding the halacha of moving items that are utensils used for malacha. So yesh kali shemlachta leheter. So there are certain vessels that its utility is for permitted items. Vuhua kli, that's a vessel. Shemut lasa by b'Shabbos, that you're allowed to use it for its utility on Shabbos. Dovash nasa loy loch b'chol, the thing that you would normally use it for the weekday. Kugan, for example, kais lishlis by a cup to drink from, a koch lechel ba, and a plate to eat from, a sakal lachlich by bosta b'pas, and a knife that's used to cut bread or meat, or a kunis lipzay by a geizim, a special, the nut cracker to crack nuts. So kids, remember, similar types of things, those are permitted on Shabbos just like on weekday, and that's a kli shemlachta leheter. That's a vessel that's its utility, its primary function is for permitted thing. Halacha beis now b'yesh kli shemlachta leheter. There's a vessel that its primary function is for something prohibited. Vuhua kli, that's a vessel. Shalasal asabay b'Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do with it on Shabbos. Dabash and asabay, the thing that it's made for. For example, machteshes, a grinder, berichaim in the mill, similar types of things. Shalasal lichtesh v'litchem b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to grind, not allowed to crush on Shabbos. So its primary utility, what its malachta is for, is le'isr, is for something prohibited. Halacha gimel. Now, kol kli shemalachta l'heter. So any vessel is primary utility is for permitted things. So, bein chayit shalitz, whether it's made out of wood, or shal cheres, or earthenware, or shal ebon, or stone, or shal mateches, or metal, whatever it is, mutzal tatla b'Shabbos, you're allowed to move that on Shabbos. Bein mishal atzmish shal keli, whether for the essence of the vessel itself, meaning for the benefit of the vessel, it shouldn't break or shouldn't get stolen. Bein litz, which is the most lenient entity of the types of vessels, which specifically it's a klisha malachta leheter, or bein litzach mekame, whether for its place, which you need a place where it's taking up. Or whether that you need to use the vessel itself for a specific function is allowed to be moved. Now, however, in contrast, the chol kli shemalachta l'isr, any vessel has primary utility is for something prohibited. And again, bein shehayu yishal eitz, whether it's made out of wood or shal cheres or earthenware, shal abon, or stoneware, or shal mateches or metal, mutl tatlim shabbos, you're allowed to move it for two out of those three. Bein letzech gufoy, whether you need to use the item itself, and let's say you want to take that hammer, which is generally made for building, and you want to use it to crack open a nut, or the hammer's taking up a place that you need, then you can move it. But for the benefit of the vessel itself, that the hammer shouldn't break or get stolen, that is also, that's for them to be moved by Klisha Lamalach de Le'es. Elochadal Ketzar Hasos, Ram illustrates. Metaltal hu es haka'ogah shal eitz. He can move a plate, which is a klisha malach leheter, it's something that you're allowed to eat from plates on Shabbos, just like during the weekday, which is permitted, so gufoy mekoyme and b'shvil atzmai. So if you have a plate made out of wood, so you can move it lechelba, to eat from, that's a tzarech gufoy, or leish mekoyme, or to sit in its place, to move it for the place, or kadesh leite ganev, or even that it shouldn't get stolen, b'zeh b'shvil atzmai, that's for the benefit of the plate itself, not anything that you want to do with the plate. And v'chein sotum tiltalisim nachama. So to the same idea is, if, let's say, moving it out of the sun. Kedesh like tisabish v'tishabit, that it shouldn't dry out and get broken. Or I mean like sham, or that it shouldn't be in the rain. Kedesh like titpach v'tipsa, it shouldn't swell and get ruined from the rain. Hadizim v'tafel b'shavu atzma, you can move it for the benefit of the thing itself. Umutan is permitted, neshom lach t'lehet b'ken, because its utility for permitted things, it has more leniencies in halachas of muktzah. So too, moving on to the next item, moving on to the what we call the klish malach l'issa, which primary utilities for things that are forbidden to be done on Shabbos, which is grinding. You can move a mill or a grinder if it's l'shaber le'agazim, to break nuts on it, or lalas le lamita, or to go up on the bed from it. Those are for using it for a purposeful need that you're using it for. Oh, Elisha should be coming, or to sit in the place. You need its place, so you're moving it away. Those two are permitted for Abel. In the Metatla, but he cannot move it, Kadesh like Teshaber, that it shouldn't break, or like Kadesh like Gana, but not neither, so that it shouldn't get stolen. Chenko Yitzbazen, all similar types of things, because that is Lotzarech Atzmoy, and that's forbidden by the Kli Shemalach Tal Eser. Halachavah. Now, Bechol She'inakli. Now, anything that's not even a vessel, Kugan Avanim, stones, Amoyus, and Mani, Bekonim, and reeds, Bekaris, and beams, like Yitzbazen, similar types of things, osel tatlan, those things are forbidden to be moved. Those are muktzah inherently. They're not even the vessel. Even gedolo, a kergedol. Now, in contrast, a large stone or a large beam. Afa pishini telis baser b'nei adam. Even if it takes 10 people to carry it, im yesh teres kli alav. If it has a status of a vessel on, it's used for a certain purpose, utility. It's not muktzah machmas asmoi, machmas gufoi. No, it's used for certain things. The metal is then, even if it takes 10 people to carry it, you're allowed to move it. Dalsas habayis, doors of a house. Afa pishini kalim. Even though they are inherently vessels. But lehuchnu l'taltal, but doors are not prepared to move, they're kept there to be moved, to open and close. L'vikach im nisparku, if it got detached from the door frame. Afilah b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, meaning, so even though by twilight it was movable when you would open and close the door, but now that it got detached, it's not movable because it's really there to reattach to the door frame. So im atal nisim, they're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. And b'chein tzotu ha'ofer, dirt, v'choil, and sand, v'hameis, and a dead person. These things are inherently have no utility. Im aziz nesim k'ayim, you're not allowed to move them from their place. Uven shmoin l'chai, and a living 8-month baby, which was born in the 8th month, which in Talmudic times was considered like a dead, non-viable child, how do you kevin is like a stone, v'asal tala, and if you're not allowed to move him. Halacha zayin. Mutl tata l'akli, it's permitted to move a vessel, so it's not something that inherently has no utility. So you let him move it, even if not for its primary function. But rather to do something with it that it's not made for that utility. Say, it's a household. So you're not allowed to kurnus. A person could take a hammer, if he wants to crack open nuts. Kardim is allowed to take a hatchet, to cut dried figs. Megera saw, to cut cheese. Magrefa shovel, legrefa is a gregus, to shovel out the dried figs. Es harachas, which is a wooden vessel that's used for winnowing the grain in the wind to separate the chaff from the grain. Or besabaz, like a pitchfork, lost a lab oichel akonim, want to give food for a child. Es hakush, which is a small spit made out of wood that's used to put the food into the mouth. Or besakirker, which is a vessel that the weaver hits on the weave. Litchevbay, if it's to stick something inside of it. So all these, although these items might even be muktzah machmas iser, but you said you're allowed to move it l'serach gufay, but even if that's not the primary function of it. Or machat shel sakoin, a needle of those who make the sacks, it's a thick needle, lifter bazdels, you could use it to open up a door. As samachtesh, as a millstone, later, but it's a sin, all some of the things, it doesn't have to be even for its primary utility. Halachaches. A person can move machet shel yad hashlema, a complete hand needle, which, if it's lethal by a sakait, if it's to take out a thorn, and it has that, you could use it for that utility. But if, let's say, one end of it, which has the hole in the eye of the needle, broke off, or the pointy part got off, then you're not allowed to move it, because that's already nullified its status as a vessel. But let's say it was unfinished, but then lenikva and it didn't yet make the hole inside of it, then even though it doesn't have, it's different than when it had and lost it, then actually mutl tatli, actually allowed to move it, because sometimes they leave it like that, and therefore it's considered as a vessel, even without the eye of the needle. Halacha does continue with the category of muktzah machmas chisar and kiss. Kol kli, any vessel, shemakber lav, that a person is particular about it, that shemi yifchos v'domav, it might lose its value. For example, kelim muktzim l'schayr, you have vessels that are set aside, that's the word muktzah, for merchandise. Or b'kelim la'yikar m'yasa, very expensive items. Shemak b'alim, shemifas, a person very particular that it doesn't get ruined. Asl tavl m'shabbos, those are things forbidden to be moved on Shabbos. V'zeh nikah, this is what's called the category of muktzah machmas chisar kiss. It's set aside, it's not for Shabbos use. People don't usually use it because of the loss of money that's involved. So, for example, hamasar ha'gadol, the large saw, which are from carpenters to cut wood. Over yesod shel machrisha, which is the peg, that's the pointy thing that in the plow, when it drags in the ground, it digs into the ground. Or besakan shel tabachim, of the knives of the butchers. Or bechedev shel ushkapin, or the sword of the leather makers. Or bechatzin acharashim, or the hatchet of the carpenters, which is used to cut beams. Or bekunin shel basama, the mortar of the perfume makers. Okay, so some of the things are very expensive items, and people are very particular about it. Those things are muktzah on Shabbos. Halacha Yod, regarding the category of muktzah machmas iser, about something that's set aside because of the prohibition involved. So And this is different, as we had said, there's a concept of called kli shemalachtoi le'isr, which we said that is something that it's primary utility of something forbidden. That we said you can move it to a company. Then there's something called kol kli shehuktza machmasa iser. It's not just that it's malachtois for this. It actually was set aside because of the prohibition that was on it by Ben Hashmashes. It was engaged in a prohibited element when Shabbos started. So asal tata, then you're not allowed to move it the whole Shabbos. So for example, a neir should leak by Shabbos. You have a lamp that was lit for Shabbos. Now, the candelabra that the lamp was on that, over shulchan shayulav moy. So let's say you have a table that the money was on it. So after vishakav haner, so even if the lamp gets extinguished, oh, it should never have moy, so the money falls off, where those things are inherently muktzah. Asal taltli, not remove those bases of those things, because shal kol kli shay asal taltli, ben hashmash, any vessel was forbidden to be moved by twilight, which is now set aside because of the iser that was on it with the candle or the money. So it becomes forbidden to move it the entire Shabbos. Even though the thing that actually caused the prohibitor is not here anymore, the lamp goes extinguished, the money fell off, still this, what's called, whatever was set aside by the twilight, it already establishes its whole status for whole Shabbos. Now, called muktzamach masmias. If you have a vessel that was set aside because of its repulsiveness, kagoyin ner yashin shel neft, an old lamp made of earthenware of neft, which is a bad smell, or kliat soyo, or a vessel with excrement, or kriyaz, but similar types of things, muktzal mashabas, and muktzal lam, you'll have to move the mashabas if there's a need for them. It's not as strict as halacha muktzamach mas iser. Halachid Beis continues regarding broken vessels and their covers. So, kol hakelim hanitalim b'Shabbos, any vessel that is moved on Shabbos, shenisbrokun dalsal haseim, let's say the doors came detached. Kugan, for example, dalsal shidutei b'migdol, the door of certain types of boxes and closets, ben shenisbrokun b'Shabbos. So, whether it became detached on Shabbos, meaning we're saying that not only if it became detached on Shabbos is it going to be permitted because it was already prepared from and it was prepared during twilight when it was still attached to the vessel. That's what's saying that no, even if Bain shouldn't have spoken Koidim Shabbos or even became detached before Shabbos, still Mutl Tatlos and Tlosses, you're allowed to move those doors and because ultimately they're designated to be put back to the vessel and still considered as a something of utility. So to old vessels that are allowed to be moved on Shabbos, if they break, being Koidim Shabbos, being Shabbos, whether before Shabbos, whether on Shabbos, Shevedehim, to tell them that broken pieces can be moved, for who? As long as, stipulated, because it only has to, it has to be a usable item, or else it's Muktzah, Sheyu, Shevedehim, Oysim Emalachtim, that the broken pieces can still function in the original format, or some have the Gersim Ein Malacha, because the Rambam's examples actually seem to indicate it doesn't have to function in its original format, but in any format, it has some utility. Keitzad, Sahaso, Shibriya Deva, the broken parts of a trough, L'chasbem espiachavas. So a trough is something that you put, it's a long and narrow thing that you put stuff into, something food for an animal. And it still has utility, the broken pieces that you can use to cover the opening of a barrel. Or shibizchuchas, the broken parts of glass, l'chasbem espiachach, to cover over the opening of a flask. But chen kreitzim, any similar things like that. So then it's not considered muktzah. But if the broken parts have no utility for any purpose at all, then also tell them that they would be forbidden to be moved on Shabbos. Halach yid gimel. Kol kisui hakelim nitalim b'Shabbos. All vessel coverings could be moved on Shabbos. Who, as long as sheyesh teres kli alim, it has a status of a vessel on them. Now, hayikli mechuba b'karka. If it was a vessel that was attached to the ground, for example, chavas hatemuna ba'aretz, you have a barrel that's buried in the ground. Im yesh b'kisa shalom beis achiza, if its covering has a handle, which that proves that it's meant to be taken and put back, then metal leisa, then you're allowed to move it. Demlav if not, im metal leisa, then you're not allowed to move it. So to coverings of the ground, pits and ditches, and there's a cover, you cannot move its cover, because since they're covering from the ground, it's similar to like building if you cover it, or demolishing if you take off the cover. Unless it has a handle, then obviously it's not, because obviously it's showing that it's meant to be taken and put back. The covering of an oven, where only the bottom is attached to the ground, but all of it is not buried inside, so the chamor are not as strict as by the pit and the ditch, then even if the cover does not have a handle, it's allowed to be moved. Halachi Dalad is regarding the category of what's called tiltul min hatzad, moving something from indirectly. So shnei devarim, let's say you have two things. Echad asal tadli, one you're not allowed to move, echad mutl tadli, one you're allowed to move. V'im smuchim zelzeh, they're near each other, or zelzeh one top of the other, or zelzeh one in the other one. And when you move one of them, the other one's going to move with it. So if you needed the thing that is permitted to be moved, the metal you're allowed to move it. Even though the forbidden thing is going to be moved with it, that's called tiltal manatzal, indirect moving it. Now, but if let's say you needed to move the prohibited thing, move it with the permitted thing. It's only if you needed the permitted thing, you can move the prohibited one with it. Allah says above, Ketzer Hasel, Sapaga, regarding unripe figs, Shalisa Tumun Metabol, which it was buried inside straw, which is Mokta because it's designated to make cement out of it, or Vechadara, a cake, Shalisa Al Gabi Gacham, that was on the coals, which coals are Mokta. So, Teichavin Makush or Bekirkub, you could stick in a spindle or a shuttle that the weavers use, but Nightland, take it out. Even though in these two cases, the straw and the coals will be nin'arim b'shabbos, they'll be moving on Shabbos b'shasati when you're taking it, but that's called indirectly moving it when you're taking out the mutter item. The forbidden muktzah is going to be moving through that indirectly. That's permitted. And b'chein lef, so to turn it, but it's nine as a radish, which were buried in the ground. And some of the leaves were sticking out. You're allowed to pull them out on Shabbos with their leaves. And you're keeping it in there to stay cool. So even though the earth is going to be moving, that's okay. That's tiltal manatzal. Now, avonhoye kikar tinik. But if there was a loaf of bread or a child, agabi evan on a stone, or agabi a kaira, or on a beam, lo yitaltal evan or a kaira bekikar. You're not allowed to move the stone or the beam through the medium of the loaf, or in the child that's on it. Because that is halacha that was only permitted, as we'll see in the next parag, for a mace. But in general, that would not allow you to move it for that. And the chikets was anything similar like that would not be permitted. Halacha design. A person is allowed to take his child, that the child has all these yearnings for the father, and he'd be very sad if his father doesn't pick him up, even though there's stone that's mukta in the child's hand. Avaloi dinner, but not a coin. Because in that case, if the coin's going to fall down, the father's going to pick it up by hand, and obviously violate the halacha muktzah. If there was a basket that had a hole, and they plugged up the hole with a stone, so you're allowed to move the basket, because the stone, although it was muktzah, not anymore, because like it becomes part of the wall of the vessel. Let's say the basket was full of produce, and the stone was inside, mixed in with the produce. So if the produce was moist, could go in another matutum like grapes or berries, which would get ruined, you're allowed to take the basket as it is, because the basket becomes a basis le'isur le'heter. It's a base for something prohibited, which is the rock, and permitted, which are the grapes. And the grapes are more significant, and therefore the prohibited item becomes bottled to that, and so as if it's only a basis only to the permitted item. Because shem yinah ha'peres, if you're going to throw out, if you're going to shake out the grapes or the berries, you tumble above, it's going to get ruined in the dirt. Ubimakum heftzel gazru, and in a place of loss, the sage would not geyser this prohibition about this case of muktzah. Halachit zayin, chavish hashachach eben al piyam. You have a barrel that a stone was forgotten on the opening of the barrel, and you need to take out wine that's inside of it. So matal tzidu b'nefela. So you tilt the barrel on the side, and the rock will fall off it. But let's say the barrel was amongst other barrels. And the rock is on it, and you can't do a tilt in this place because it might fall onto the other barrels and break it. So then you're allowed to pick up the barrel to another place, and tilt it on the side over there, and the stone's going to fall down. Someone forgot money on a pillow, specifically forgotten, on a pillow, and now he needs the pillow. So he shakes the pillow, and they fall down. And this is the idea that was saying tiltal manatzal. Now, let's say you needed a place where the pillow is. That's not going to help. So, you could actually pick up the pillow with the money on it and move it somewhere else. But if, let's say, you had placed the money on the pillow from before Shabbos, you placed the stone on the opening of the barrel, then the forbidden to be moved, even if this money and the stone ends up being taken off, because now the base, the barrel, the pillow is a base for something prohibited, which should become prohibited itself as its own element of mokta. Halachit ches, ha'evin shebekarviya, which is the earthenware vessel that they would draw water, they would suspend a stone in it to weigh it down so they could go down to the bottom of the spring. So that stone in this karviya, in the malababay in the fellas, if you could draw water in, it doesn't fall because it's tied on very well. So how do you can mix this karviya? It's like it's in a part of the karviya. And you're allowed to draw water with that stone inside of it. But vimlav, if it's not untied well, then actually the bucket becomes secondary to the stone, and now it becomes basis ladava aser. So actually, imimal, but you now draw water with it. Beged shalakanam, a garment that's drawing on the reed. Shoim toime al hakanam, you could pull the garment off of the reed, but you now take the reed from within the garment because it's not a kli, because it only would be used for fuel, and therefore you can't do it that way. Halachic test considers regarding produce that's forbidden to be eaten, what its halachic status is. So you have perish asalachal. Let's say there's fruits that are forbidden to be eaten, for example, perish and musarin. If you have produce that wasn't tight, it's tabli, it's forbidden to be eaten. Even if it's only obligated in rabbinic tithing, so only rabbinically it's not fit to be eaten. For example, let's say it's sprouted in a pot that does not have a hole. It's only rabbinically obligated. So you have the first tithe, which its truma's meister was not taken off from that. Or truma tamei, or a truma that is richly impure, which even the animal, the kind, cannot eat. Or you have the second tithe, or a hektish that was not properly halachically redeemed. So all these things are also taught, and I'll move them because they have no utility. You can't eat them. Avla demai, which is the word demai, what is this? It's produce that's taken from an ama or it's an ignorant person that's not careful regarding the separating of mices. But choy baro lanim, since it's actually fit for paupers to eat without separating tithes, or v'chei maiseh shein hektish shepadam, or so let's say, so too the second tithe, or hektish, that was redeemed for its principle. Apish le'nos nachamish, even though the added fifth, which you have to give, was not given yet. But those items, mutl taltim, you're allowed to move them because they are considered that you, at least on some level, they could be eaten. Halacha chaf. Metalt Yisrael ha-truma. Yisrael, a non-kohen, can move truma, even though it's not fit for him, because it is fit for someone to eat, that is the kohen. U'metalt l'truma temei ematarin. You're also allowed to move truma temei, which you said you're not allowed to, if it's with that which is tahar, oya mechulin, or with unconsecrated produce. If they're both in the same vessel. Now, when we say this, like we explained in Halacha Design, if the pure one of the Truma, meaning whatever it is that's permitted, was on the bottom, because if the tar was on the top, you could just take what's on the top, you're not allowed to move the whole vessel. If it was on the bottom, and while you pay this, and this produce would be Hamasnat Makaka, would get ruined, that it, on the ground, on the earthy ground, Shemina, some of you are going to shake it out, you say they're going to get ruined. So then you let them move the whole bucket, like we said, the prohibited item because of the permitted item. But if it was nuts or almonds or some types of things, which don't get ruined when it falls onto the ground, then Narakli, then you have to just shake out the vessel, but and then take the pure truma or the chulin, and leave the truma tamei, which is muktzah. Now, but if you needed the place where the vessel actually is, then main shatar lamala, then whether the tar is on the top, and shatar lamata with it on the bottom, matzat lakalkech, then you can move it all as one, because you're allowed to move it for letzayrach mekayme. Lacha chaf alef, regarding moving something that was prepared from before Shabbos. So nidbach shalavanim, a row of stones, shechashim lab b'moyim, that was thought about from before Shabbos. So im limdum, if they were organized to sit on where it was prepared actively, so mitalish v'leim l'mocha, then you're allowed to sit on it the following day on Shabbos. It's not muktzah. V'mlav v'nad, us it's forbidden. It's not considered prepared for Shabbos, which is muktzah, set aside, not for Shabbos. Charei shel dekel, regarding the branches of a palm tree, shegedoron le'etzim, which they were harvested to use for firewood, but then benim l'chaleim erev Shabbos li'shiva, then they changed their mind before Shabbos to use it for sitting, the mutl tathlin, you're allowed to move it. Now here you don't need to have in the previous case, like the row of stones, an actual action, because since branches, there are some that they use for sitting, some they use for like you use the logs for sitting or for fuel. So even though originally it thought about for fuel, it's enough with just a thought to designate it for sitting, because a thought can remove from a thought. But by a row of stones, which are generally used for building, not for sitting, you actually have to use an action to designate it for sitting. So let's say they had sat on it already from before Shabbos, and then you're allowed to move it, it's already considered not muktzah. Halacha chav beis, hakash shalamita, regarding straw that's on the bed, which only straw is used for fuel. So lo yonan and biyadi, now they move it with your hands because it's forbidden to move muktzah item. Amnan beguvi, but can move it with his body, with his shoulder, because that's what's called tilt the klachayad, moving an indirect in a backhanded way, not with your hands, which is permitted. Now, if it's animal food, which animals eat straw, then you're allowed to move it. It's not considered muktzah. Or let's say it had a pillow or a blanket or similar types of things on it, which that's obvious that then it's there for bedding enough of fuel. So you can move it with your hands. That made it as if it was already like you sat in it before Shabbos. By putting a blanket, you're showing that you're using it as bedding. Hamachnis kupeshal offer bevesev. Someone brings in a basket full of earth into his house to use to cover spit because their house was made out of earth, the floor, and they would cover the spit with earth. So im yichilo keren zavas meir b'shabbos, if they designate a corner where to put that earth from before Shabbos, matat l'b'shabbos, b'yisav b'kol tzarchav, then you can move it on Shabbos, and you could use it for all your needs on Shabbos. But if they didn't designate a corner, then if you put the earth just somewhere in the house, which is the floor is made of earth, it would be secondary to the floor, and then you wouldn't be able to move it. L'cha chav gimel continues with the halacha of bitul kli mechanei, nullifying a vessel from its preparedness. Where asa levatal kli mechanei, you're not allowed to nullify a vessel from its preparedness. In other words, if from before Shabbos it was prepared and permitted to be moved as a vessel, it was ready prepared, that you're not allowed to undo that. It's like demolishing, because originally it was permitted to move as a vessel. Now it's forbidden to move. So it's like you're ruining, demolishing something. Kitz a hassle. So leitin kli tachas aner b'Shabbos. You're not put a vessel beneath a lamp on Shabbos. The kabbalas Hashem and hanoitim to catch the dripping oil. Because Shashemish in the air, because the oil in the lamp, Asl Taladan Yala Mub, that was Muktamach Masister, because it was part of the lamp when Shabbos started. Ukashimbal Kli, when it's gonna fall into the vessel, you also tilta kli shaymut, and that's gonna make the base of that, the vessel is gonna be forbidden to move, which was permitted. So it's like ruining something. Khinkaiz is anything similar like that would be prohibited. The figure of therefore ain't nice to clean down the garlic like Abu Tsasi, and I'll put a bucket beneath the chicken to catch its egg, which is being laid on Shabbos, which is Beish and Olda, which is forbidden to be eaten and to move. But you could take the bucket and turn it over the egg. So you could turn over a vessel over anything that's forbidden to move, because that's not nullifying the vessel. But if he wants, he could take it, we just can't put it beneath it, because then it's laying inside of it. You're allowed to put a vessel beneath, like when the rain is dripping in, and if the vessel fills up, you could spill it out and do it a second time, and then you don't have to stop yourself. But who, as long as what's dripping in is fit to bathe with, so it's not considered as avol meiner ro. But if it's not fit, it's nicely not allowed to put it, because again, that's something that has no utility, and then you mean about the kli. Now, if you did put it, then you actually are allowed to move it, even with the disgusting water that's inside of it. But initially, you're not allowed to make a basket of waste matter, of excrement. But if you did, then you're allowed to move it. A barrel of untithed produce that broke. So that's mukta. Maybe you're allowed to put a vessel, you're allowed to bring a vessel and put it beneath it. So even though you can't eat as long as it's tevel, and you can't fix it today because now it's separate trumas and ices, because it looks like as if you're fixing something. But hoyvim of a particular mistuken, since if you would violate this halacha and you would separate the maizes, it would be fixed, it would be remedied. Sadeik mistuken, on some level, it's like it's remedied, and therefore, you're allowed to bring the vessel to catch them. And so, to be nice to clean techas and elikavan tzitzis, although we say not put a vessel beneath a lamp to catch the oil, you're allowed to put it to catch the sparks. Why? Because no substance is sparks, and you would still be allowed to move the vessel. Kodesh nishbura, a beam that breaks. In some chenaisi, not supported by sapsel with a bench or baruch hazamito with bed pose, elim kain hayudavachem. Unless there was space, in other words, you're supporting it loosely, and therefore v'chosman sheyach b'tzitzlam. As long, whenever you want to, you can just take him away. Kedei shleivat l'kli mechonish, so that you won't be nullifying a vessel from its preparedness, or else it'll be the problem of b'mavat l'kli mechonish. Person machtzelas agabe avon b'shabbos. You're allowed to spread out mats on stones on Shabbos to protect it from the rain, or on top of the beehive, the sun from the sun, meaning in the summer from the sun, in the winter months from the rain. But as long as you don't intend to trap by having it trapped over there, the bees, the reason why it's permitted is because you can take it whenever you want to, and then you're not nullifying a kli from its preparedness. So to be you're allowed to turn over a basket on Shabbos in front of the chickens, so that they go up and down, let's say, into the chicken coop, on that bucket, because you can move the bucket the moment that they're off of it. So you're not being bottled anything. Anything similar like that would be permitted. Lach Ravav, continuing with this idea about being involved with living creatures on Shabbos. So if an animal falls into a pit, or into a stream of water, if you could provide for it and support it in its place where it is in the pit, so my friend says you support it, you provide what it needs, and until after Shabbos, and then you take it out. But from Lav, let's say it can't provide for it, as it is in the pit. So maybe karmak tzasas b'nichtach, you could bring pillows and blankets and put it beneath it. And therefore, vam also, and if it goes up that way and it's able to get anu, so it comes up. Now, the question is, and this is what we're addressing, vav mishm batal kli machon, although you're nullifying a vessel from its preparedness, because shadim ishlich lebar l'techamayim, you're throwing it into a pit inside the water, and it's getting ruined and now has no utility. But because of the pain of a living creature, which is a biblical precept, they would not decree this isser of muktzah in that type of bimavatla klimachon in that type of situation. But you're not allowed to take out the actual animal, which is muktzah himself, by hand. You could put the blankets, however, down with it. So you're not allowed to lift up, because again, the same idea of muktzah, the domestic or wild animals or birds in the courtyard, but you could push them. Actually, until they enter. And you're allowed to go ahead and hold on to the neck and the sides of the animal and help them move if it's calves or foals who need that support. Regarding a chicken that ran away, that you're not allowed to like push in that helpful way, holding on to it. Because the chicken escapes from the hand. And the Rambam holds the nimtzak apen that lush and comes out that the leaves are going to get detached, thus violating the halacha of Shabbos. But you can push it in until it enters, you just shove it, but not actually to hold on to it and move it at that same time.